So what was Padre Pio's secret that his prayers were so frequently answered? And today's talk is going to be Padre Pio teaches us to pray. Hello friends, I am Edward Urban, and on this channel, following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, and we offer you a series of short stories, talks on Padre Pio's life, so please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. We also ask you to help us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our videos, sharing them with your friends and colleagues. And if you have not already subscribed, if you're new to our channel, then do click that subscribe button and click that reminder bell too. Now, Padre Pio communicated constantly with God, and his prayers included many different prayers. There's quite a variety. For instance, he always started his day with the Holy Mass at something like 5 a.m. in the morning or 5:30 in the morning. He said his Holy Mass, and people loved to attend that. It meant a lot to them. And also, he used to pray the rosary frequently. He had meditations on the Passion of our Lord, contemplation during which he worshipped and adored God in silence by himself. So prayer is the true ladder that unites heaven to earth. That is what Padre Pio said. Prayer is this ladder uniting heaven and earth. And we will discover that humility, contrition, and prayer, those three things, make the distance between us and God just disappear. And Padre Pio tells us this acts in such a way that God descends towards mankind, and mankind ascends towards God. So it is from both ends, we can say, and we develop an understanding of God, a loving, and each side ends up possessing the other. Now, the life of prayer with Padre Pio began since he was very young, a young child, early in his childhood. Whenever he was able, he prayed. Frequently, it was on his knees in his house, or if he was at the church, he would pray there in front of the tabernacle with his family during the family rosary. And then Padre Pio found that as he drew closer to God, he began to seek more and more opportunities for prayer. So it kind of led on to itself. In the midst of suffering and trials of every kind, he always found comfort in prayer. And Padre Pio certainly suffered a lot, particularly early on in his vocation. Now, a close friend of Padre Pio writes this, and this is Padre Agostinho Daniel San Marco in Lemis. It's quite a name. And he wrote this in his diary, and this was February 1944, i.e. that's 24 years before our saint went on to heaven. And thinking about God, he said, is for him a habit. This is for Padre Pio. It was a habit. He lives his interior life as the saints did. Even when he speaks to us, one is aware that his spirit is rising towards God. Always had God in mind. And because Padre Pio himself suffered, that is physically, emotionally, and also spiritually every day, he dedicated, or we offered up, special attention to all those who suffered. It was a special bond uniting them. He assisted them to understand also the value in their sufferings and in their crosses. So I'm sure we all have sufferings, we all have crosses. How can they be turned into something valuable in God's eyes? And continuing, in his encounters with the penitents and those who sought all sorts of intercession for their cures, Padre Pio would always emphasize the value of offering one's sufferings to Jesus by prayers for the salvation of others. So we can somehow unite our suffering in our prayers with Jesus, and it can be applied to other people's salvation. And he believed the best form of charity was in fact prayer, and emphasized that the most effective way to help sick people was actually by praying for them. We have a lot of sickness around nowadays, and it's a good thing. We must pray for them. And also, we must not forget that in Padre Pio's spiritual life, he had frequent devotion to the Mother of God, that is Our Lady, Mary. And Padre Pio would recite the rosary daily, day and night, in fact, focusing in the, while he's saying that, he would be focusing or meditating on the scenes as they were depicted in the Gospels of each mystery. So the rosary, some people refer to it as the Gospel on beads. Scenes from our life will be meditated on for each decade of the rosary. Decade means 10 prayers. And we'll meditate. That's a big part of praying the rosary. He wanted everyone to pray the rosary at least once per day, meditating with humility on the power, love, and salvation that Christ, through Mary, brings to each who prays it. Now we find in this biography of Francesco Napolitano, he writes this, with the love of Padre Pio, it becomes an unceasing prayer. He always carried the rosary in his hands or on his arm. And here's a few little incidents with the rosary. Actually, he had various rosaries. He had one under his pillow on the bed, another on his desk, and he referred to his rosary as his weapon. It's like his spiritual weapon against evil, against the demonic world, to give us strength as well. One night, for instance, when he was sick and he was resting on his bed and he couldn't find his rosary, then he called out to a Padre Onorato, saying to him, "Young man, bring me my weapon." That's how he viewed it. Padre Pio practiced an especial devotion to each of the three divine persons of the Holy Trinity. And he welcomed with an especial grace God the Father in the center of his heart, allowing him to do whatever God the Father wanted in his soul. And now on a letter he wrote to one of his spiritual children, Padre Pio said, "Always serve the Celestial Father's infinite goodness with ever more sincerity and sweetness of heart. For it was with much love and sweetness that he invited and called you to himself." And he wished in all things to please our Heavenly Father. Padre Pio really liked also to pray the Our Lord's Prayer, that is the Our Father, the Paternoster. He really liked praying that. And then finally, at the end of his life, this teacher, this great teacher of prayer, Padre Pio, he died exactly as he had lived, with the names of Jesus and Mary on his lips. Now, dear friends, Scripture tells us that those who are responsible for instructing many to justice are like stars for all eternity. And that is from the book of Daniel 12, verse 3. And so, that can apply to you too. And we invite you, therefore, to become part of this, that you may end up shining like stars. And so we offer this program, our Protected Child of Padre Pio program, in which you will be helping us and our team to reach out to many, hoping to inspire them and to give them some hope so that they do not lose hope, they do not give up their faith in God in these times, which are certainly very trying. So you'll be helping, assisting with that by joining our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. We have regular masses celebrated also for those who join our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. So the masses will be set for you and your intentions and also for Padre Pio's intentions. It takes care of that. And Padre Pio actually promised that he would not enter into heaven. He would remain at the gate of heaven until the last of his spiritual children had joined him. He would remain there at the gate. So you can become a spiritual child of Padre Pio as part of this program too. You can find out more about this by clicking on the video on the end screen, which will follow directly here, or you can see in the video description below, or just go to our website and you can sign up there. Please do that.